Not if they have clarity on what it is they offer and their uniqueness, what they bring to it. And again, that comes back to that internal authentic voice of where is their value? Where is their originality? How are they influencing? You know, how do they care and how do they engage?
Welcome to the My Future Business Show, where we get you in front of your best audience and keep you there. Not only are we interviewing the biggest names in business to help you become even more successful, we're inviting you to book your spot on the show to help you grow your business. So at the end of the call, make sure you fill in the interview application form at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. Hi, and welcome back to the My Future Business Show. As you know, my name's Rick Nusky. I am your host, and I'm so full of gratitude because I have just this wonderful experience in life to speak with some amazing guests. I have a wonderful audience who give us great feedback on the show. And with that all being said, welcome to the show, Michelle Post. How are you, Michelle?
I am great, Rick. Thank you for allowing me to be on your show. I'm very blessed and honored.
Oh, look, it's my privilege. I know that we were talking a little bit offline a little earlier. You're going through some blizzard environment conditions at the moment.
We are. It has been probably the worst storm of this year in Monument, Colorado, and we're not quite at the eye of it, but it has. We've had wind gusts up to 94 miles per hour.
Wow.
I live at 7,400 feet. Oh. And so it's been bodacious.
Just to say the least.
Yeah, they closed the highway. They've had to bring out National Guard because of many accidents and people being stranded. And we lost power for about 4 hours. And so luckily our power's back.
It always strikes me as very interesting when I'm seeing these types of conditions and you watch people that are on the highways in those sorts of conditions and yet they have nose to tail car accidents like miles long. And after all these years, you would have thought people had learned.
Yeah, when I hear it's going to be bad, I'm like, I'm staying home.
I know where I'm not going to be today. So look, it's again, it's wonderful to have you with us on the show. I know that you're the CEO and founder of the Post Institute. I've been looking at your bio information, which is just wonderful. And I've also had a look at your website and some of your introductory videos. But instead of me sharing what this is all about, would you mind sharing what the Post Institute is all about with the My Future Business audience?
Yeah, you bet. The Post Institute, I came about of an idea back in 2013. Mm-hmm. My background is business IT and higher ed, and I just wanted a different training venue to help people realize they have everything they need inside them to be successful in business. However, a lot of that is we don't know what we don't know. And so that's where the Post Institute comes in, and we really focus on bringing social media, business, and education together. We're about educating, encouraging, and empowering you to realize you got what you need. However, sometimes it's just identifying what that is and how to use it. Mm. So my signature product is called Before the Post, and it teaches you how to look at literally the inside of your business of going, you know, I probably have more than I realize because we're always so busy letting our business run us that we forget to run our business. Mm. And so that's my goal at the Post Institute is helping people, you know, start with what they have, know where they want to go, and then help them create the systems and processes to get there.
Do you deal with and work with, I guess, entrepreneurs and business owners of all levels, beginner, intermediate, advanced?
I really do. And it's, you know, cause I've been working with the business. They've been in business for about 10 years. Cause you know, sometimes we have such great ideas and energy and we get in front of the horse and, you know, we got the cart in front of the horse.
Yep.
We need to step back and go, okay. Cause I write for a local paper and one of the articles I wrote was, what happens to your business if you get hit by a bus? And I just keep telling my husband he's screwed. But and I'm like, but those are stuff that we have to stop and think about. And it might be, oh, crud, I need to go back and put some processes into place or, you know, organize my assets that I have or you know, whatever it may be. And so a lot of what I do is discovery and, again, using what people have. I'm not about adding more layers. I'm actually more about taking layers away and simplifying.
Yeah, we seem to get caught up in this need to be everywhere all at once, doing multiple things. What's your take on that?
especially in social media, my take is no. I mean, when it came out, you know, more than 15 years ago, it was be everywhere, be noisy to be seen. Mm. And now we're realizing that's not the case. It's to be somewhere well and to be authentic and to use your authentic voice. The keys that I say to be successful in both the business, and especially social media, is to use your authentic voice, which for voice for me stands for, are you adding value, your originality, your influence, your care, and your engagement, then with purpose and intentionality, that every post has to add value, not about, I'm really good about throwing jello on a wall with my own social media sometimes, but people's time is precious. So really pick one, two max platforms and hone your focus and hone your story and make that come through your business. It, you know, technology in 21st century, in my opinion, needs to be used as a extension of who you are. It amplifies who you are.
Yeah.
It shouldn't replace you. And, you know, we're all trying to run after the new shiny thing. And it's like, stop.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. Stop this.
this idea of being omnipresent in all places on the internet, it's unrealistic, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. I mean, it'll wear you out. If you can spend 10 hours a day just trying to manage the social media, but then how are you running your business?
You mentioned before your authentic voice, and I'd love to delve into that a little bit more in terms of, I guess, the messages that you put out there. Some would call it copywriting, let's say. you know, we all get caught up in these formulas, these scripts, these, you know, follow this, you know, formulaic script to write a piece of copy and you'll be good to go. Now, is there a bit of a contradiction there between following a proven copywriting script and just being your authentic self in your own voice when you pick up that pen?
Well, I actually believe there's a combination between the two of those, because when someone's first starting with social media or really trying to find their authentic voice, I actually show them, you know, the science behind a social media post and, you know, how to use a headline generator or, you know, validate your copy. However, it has to come from your authentic voice. It's, you know, what am I doing to add value in this post? How is this post being my originality? And one of my favorite statistics says that in the shyest person's lifetime, they will influence no less than 10,000 people. And that's in a physical world. So you start thinking digitally now, this is exponential influence. And so it's really using what you have. And then people want to know you care and then engage with that post. It's not about, oh, I'm going to have 20 posts out here. It's I'm going to have one really good post that does have that formula as far as, you know, it comes across well, you know, that professionalism, but it's still you.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, one of the things, you know, when I work with someone is what you're posting, is it going to add value to someone? If it's no, just, you know, mindless, or if it's just always buy me, you know, it's about me, then that's not adding value.
There seems to be this, again, a contradiction in some people's views that they talk about having quantity over quality. Would there be a time where, I guess, either one or the other or a combination of the both might be true?
I think if you're in an event and you're trying to really, you know, get the hashtag moving on the event, I think, again, it is about every scenario of what is my purpose for doing this. You know, is it an event? Is it a campaign? Is it an ad? Is it brand awareness, lead generation? It's what is that purpose? Because I will always go back, it's quality over quantity, because I, you know, I want a really good reason to go to Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter or Instagram. You know, I want that story. I want that emotional piece with it. However, you know, I might be putting a lot of quantity on Twitter because I'm at an event and I'm really trying to get that hashtag moving. And, you know, so you have to look at what the purpose of what you're doing.
Yeah. I wonder, I'm sitting here thinking to myself as a business owner, I interact with business to consumer, business to business. What is the process that you take somebody through when they're just coming on board with the Post Institute to recognize the social media channels that might be appropriate for them?
Well, one of the first things I do is I do a discovery with them. And one of the pieces that we discover is we look at what are your influences, your pillars of influences. And you have your personal and you have your business. And then you have what I call your associations and organizations. And it's okay, what are they doing? How do I help them and how do they help me? And where are they at? And you know, we know Facebook has 2 billion people. However, somebody might be on Instagram. And so it's looking at if they come in and say, this is one of my competitors, I will go look at where they're at. Are they on all of the platforms or are they only on a few platforms? And what type of content are they posting? But it really does come back when I work with someone is my job is to get that authenticity outside of them, their stories, their experiences. And I love, you know, she's from Australia, Bernadette Jiwa, of in her book, Making Ideals Happen, is she says, everything's been said or done before, but not by you, which I truly believe in because we are each uniquely gifted. And my experiences are different from yours. Mm-hmm. And so you might see, you know, posting something different than I do or use a different technique than I do. And I can learn from that. So it's really working with that person to say, what's your goal? Where do you want to go with your business? And sometimes it's that hard number, you know, is it number of customers, number of sales? You know, what is the purpose I'm doing here? And then I reverse engineer to say, okay, now let's look at what you have and how can we get there using your authenticity? And it's the same for a business to business. If they're an affiliate of mine or a vendor of mine, my job is to empower them and share their content because they're helping me and I want to help them with my audience. And in my belief, it's more about how do we help each other succeed instead of, well, I'm going to go after their competitors and, you know, try to gain them over here. I want people to come to me because they want and believe in what I have and my story.
Yeah, yeah. But I always think about this, needing to understand our competitors is one thing, but then I heard recently you want to position your business so that you're not actually in competition with anyone. You're in a you're in your own unique sort of little niche area. Is that difficult for people to achieve?
Not if they have clarity on what it is they offer and their uniqueness, what they bring to it. Mm-hmm. And again, that comes back to that internal authentic voice of where is their value, where is their originality, how are they influencing. You know, how do they care and how do they engage? And understanding that voice, you know, construct, yes, I do believe you can be successful by really understanding your business. And this came across one of the clients I work with. She is just amazing. And she was just telling me a couple of weeks ago, she was like, oh my gosh, I now understand my story. I know my business story. Mm. And when you own that, it's like, hey, bring on any competitor because I know my truth. I know what I can do for you. I know how I can help you or empower you. And that was just amazing to hear that. And it was great, you know, because as you keep gaining your clarity of what your business is doing to help others, then the rest of it just becomes a tool that can amplify that.
It must be an amazing feeling, you know, that sense of satisfaction for you, knowing, you know, you see them from a point in time in their business to this transition into, you know, I've had that realization. How does that feel for you?
Well, the closest I can say, unfortunately, I'm not a parent except of furry children, but it was just a moment of like, wow, I was so proud and I was empowered by it. I mean, because the confidence level that she spoke with, it wasn't arrogance, it was confidence of going, I know my story.
Yeah.
And that was a release of power. And I thought, wow, that was amazing to experience. I was just like, the teacher became the master.
Yeah, it's wonderful, isn't it? I'm sitting here thinking to myself.
Or the student became the master, let me say that. Master.
Yes. I was sitting here and I was looking at your video about, you know, you're doing this one-to-many in a offline environment, but you also talk about this need to transition to the online space quite obviously. What's your delivery modes? Do you do both online and offline delivery?
I do. I am working on an academy called the Social Bites Academy, where it'd be completely online, but it will also have virtual in a Facebook group. But I also do, you know, face-to-face training in webinars. And so it's reach people where they're at and help them with what they have.
So there's a lot of commonality, do you think, globally for the things that you're delivering to your clients?
Well, I think so. I think that's, you know, I'm a technologist and I love, you know, the 21st century technology. However, you know, I teach a class in entrepreneurship at a university, and I tell them, yes, technology is going to help amplify your message and reach people globally, but you still have to have that message, that story. Mm. And so the technology can't replace who I am, but it can enhance not who I am, but what I can do for others. And it's just embracing it and finding the right technology and not going through the shiny squirrel syndrome of, ooh, new platform, let me go jump over there. It's trusting in your community that you're building and saying, I'm going to stick with this until I've mastered it.
Yeah.
And trust in, you know, one of the things I really encourage, you know, people that I work with is, if you don't know, ask the question. And if you don't know the question, let's figure out, you know, what's keeping you from getting there. I apologize. I can't think of the, I don't think it was Socrates, but it said all the answers exist. It's the questions we don't have. Mm-hmm. And so my job is to try to help people with finding those questions to their own answers. And that's where technology can be helpful, because just like you're in Australia and I'm in Monument, Colorado, and we're having this conversation.
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it?
And being part of groups. I'm in some fabulous, you know, Facebook groups for social media and business. And I'm not afraid when someone says, hey, what about this? I'm like, crud, I've never experienced that scenario. Let me go to the wisdom of the crowd and see what they say. And that's what is so cool about, I think, you know, social media and 21st century technology, is that people really do want to help one another, and there's ways to reach people nowadays.
Yeah, that's
so much easier. Yeah,
that's a wonderful insight into your business, what you do for your audience and your tribe, let's call it. Now, when they want to find you, where do they go, and what is the process that you take them through when they first meet you?
They can find me at thepostinstitute.org. I have several contacts. They can email me at michelle@thepostinstitute.org or even call 719-651-5415. And the process I take them through is, especially if they're local, I love to meet with people face-to-face and sit with them. And just, I ask a lot of questions. Sometimes I overwhelm them with my questions to say, you know, because as part of the discovery to say, you know, what are you frustrated with? You know, is it the technology, or is it, you know, the systems or the processes, or just not knowing what you don't know? because it's overwhelming. I mean, even my own coach, I drew an architecture for one of my clients because I love the visualization of putting all the pieces together. And he was like, we got to call and talk about this because you're overwhelming me. And he's an electrical engineer. And I was like, oops. And then, but even if it's, you know, virtual, it's, you know, having someone on a Zoom call with me. So that they can either, you know, if they don't want to be on video, we can just do voice. But it's meeting them where they're at and helping them realize they're in the same boat, the rest of us, that we're just doing our best every day.
For everybody who's listening to the call today, certainly look around the post. I'll be making the link to the postinstitute.org around that post. Michelle, it's been an absolute treat spending a little bit of time with you talking about the Post Institute and how you can help your audience on the My Future Business Show today.
Well, thank you. I definitely appreciate your time.
Thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed the call, then make sure to subscribe, leave a comment, share us with your friends, and book your spot on the show at myfuturebusiness.com/interviews. And if you're looking for solutions that will help grow your business, then visit myfuturebusiness.com/shop.